Now, collapse anchors takes and gives a person a whole new set of neurological choices. It's best used when a person goes into a state that they're not particularly comfortable with and they wish they didn't. Actually, it's most useful when the person goes into a negative state which they wish they didn't go to in the present time or in the current moment. It can also be used for phobias and other interventions. I've actually done a collapse anchor on a phobia and had it disappear. But that may not always happen. Setting up a real powerful positive restore state would be really good when you're working with a phobia. But the collapse anchors is not used for a belief change. The best way to do a belief change in NLP is to use the submodalities change, which we've already talked about. The best way to do a collapse anchors, however, the best states for collapse anchors are simply negative states which the client wishes they didn't get into. Now, on the other hand, the issue comes up then, well, what state specifically? I mean, would you use this to collapse anger or fear? And the truth is, for the major negative states, I probably would use timeline therapy. We'll talk a little bit about timeline therapy as we get nearer to the end of this series. But just remember that when you do collapse anchors, I'd probably use it for minor states that the client wanted to get rid of. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is set up a really powerful positive resource anchor. And in that sense, what we're going to do is we're going to stack a bunch of different states in the same place. So remember a time when you were, totally motivated. Can you remember a time when you fell down laughing? All of the states on page 47 and any other state that your client likes or that you like or that you'd like to add there. Then, and we stack those up, then we're going to add, then we're going to stack at a, or put in a separate place and not stack the negative state. Now remember, here's the thing about collapsing anchors. If the positive states are greater in intensity than the negative states, then the positive or the negative state, then the positive states will win out. If, on the other hand, the negative state actually is greater than the positive states, then sometimes the negative state could overtake the positive states and you'd lose those. So this is really where your calibration comes into play. You really need to pay attention to the client and notice if the positive states, totally stacked up, are greater than the negative state. So you've got the positive state set, then you set the negative state, and you do this only once. So you could say, can you remember the last time you accessed that negative state? And you anchor it in a different place than the positive state. Now, the way you collapse anchors is you fire off both of them at the same time. And there's another picture on page 15 of the slide section, which shows you how to do collapse anchors. You look at that and notice that both fingers are on the anchor at the same time. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to fire the two of them at the same time and watch the integration occur. And usually, to me, the integration is often shows an asymmetry. There's going to be an asymmetrical asymmetry going back and forth across the midline, or rapid eye movement or shift of the head going back and forth or something. You'll see something shifting. In skin color, you'll see the skin tonus, the lower lip size, the pupil dilation, breathing. Any one of those, and many of those, may shift, and then it'll become steady. Once it becomes steady, then take your hand off the negative anchor for 5 seconds and hold on to the positive one, and then you're done. And that's really the big picture. By the way, we never stack the negative anchors for collapse anchors. We may stack a negative anchors in a chain of anchors for procrastination to motivation, for example. We may have to stack procrastination. But in a collapse anchors, we never stack the negative anchor. If you're removing more than one negative anchor, then you can keep the same place for the positive anchor, but you want to put the negative anchor in a different place. Now, what does this do? It gives the client new neurological choices. It doesn't take away the choice of being negative, but it integrates these particular feelings along with the negative ones and gives them new choices. Then to test it, we can have them go back and think about their negative state, and we notice what state they get into. Okay, let's look at page 48 now and get real specific here with the script that we've given you. The first thing you want to do is get into rapport with a client. And so for that, what I would suggest is that you match and or mirror the client. And then number two, you tell the client what you're about to do. So you say to the client, in a moment, I'm going to do a process called collapse anchors. And you can explain what that means if you need to. And that will necessitate that I touch you. Is that okay? I think it's real important to say to a client, I'm going to touch you. In some circumstances, if you didn't tell the client you were going to touch him before you did, you could have a client jump out of his skin. So you really want to mention the client, excuse me, Mr. Client, but or Ms. Client, in just a moment I'm going to touch you, so please be aware that that's coming. Okay, number three, you're going to decide on which resource states are needed. Positive resource states are needed, and then decide on the negative state to be collapsed. I think before you actually do it, so this is collapse anchor design, I think before you actually do it, that you should be clear which states are involved. And notice which powerful positive states are most useful for the client. And notice that there may be some negative states on or positive states on this list. There may be some positive states which aren't useful. So in that case, if you say to the client, can you remember a time when you fell down laughing? And the client goes, yeah, I could. They don't have a falling down laughing reference experience, or maybe they don't laugh much. Well, that's okay. Don't use that one. Only use the ones that have some relationship to your client or that your client really relates to in some way. Okay, number four, as you elicit the powerful positive states, get into each one before you elicit it in the client. And then number five, make sure the client is in a fully associated, intense, congruent state for each of the states you anchor. And then number six, anchor all the positive states in the same place. That is the knuckle, as you've seen on page 15 of the slide section. You can actually see the anchor there. Anchor all the positive states in the same place. For example, a knuckle or another easily identifiable place. Okay, number seven, you're going to anchor the negative state once. Just anchor the negative state once. And then number eight, fire the anchors at the same time until they peak. And they should peak together. So they peak together, and the integration is complete. Watch the client, it says here. They will usually exhibit signs of asymmetry until the integration is complete. Not every client will exhibit asymmetry, but most will, so it's worth watching for. Number nine, you're going to release the negative anchor and continue to hold the positive anchor for five more seconds and then release that. And then number 11, you test, and you can say, now, how do you feel about that old state? And they'll tell you. They'll say, well, this or this or this. And then number 12, you say, can you imagine a time in the future when you might be in a similar situation and tell me what happens? And you want to observe the client in the test in the future pace to make sure that they're not going back into that old state. Observe the client very carefully. Keep an eye on the client and make sure that the client is in a powerful positive state, or at very least, that the client is not in a negative state. Okay, so that's how you do a collapse anchors. And very simply, it's simply stack up a bunch of powerful positive states, collapse it with the negative state, and then fire them both at the same time, making sure that they integrate and that you leave your hand on the powerful positive states for a little bit longer, and then test in future pace.